Here with TJ Greenstone, defensive tackle on the Commodore football team, for the latest Ask a Door segment. TJ, first of all, talk about your haircut. Sporting it out here, new Mohawk. Talk about that.
I don't know how long it's going to last, how long Coach will let it last, but it's just, you know, I did it during the off season. I love it, and it just kind of brings some excitement, and it's just something different, you know, a little change.
Is it a superstitious thing? You know, this point of year, 2-4, just trying to change things up?
Nah, not really. It's just, you know, trying to have a little fun.
Who cut it?
A good close friend of mine cut it.
Nobody on the team?
No.
First question here from the fans. Talked about an Iron Man competition you guys have been involved in, and talked about, you know, how did it feel winning it last year, and does everybody compete in it, and what's the whole story on it?
Iron Man is basically a bunch of drills combined, both in the weight room and on the field in the off season. Just kind of, you know, keeps the competition going in the off season. And my redshirt freshman year, I want to say Smo won it, and then my sophomore year, I ended up winning it, and then Smo won it again last year. And it's just been really competitive with us too. We're competitive about everything, and it's just kind of just an overall strongest / quickest and just speed, probably just your overall most athletic man, I'd say, and it's split up by skill positions, and that was big for me to win, and just, you know, because it just kind of shows off. You put all that hard work in, and the results come out, and it's very gratifying.
What does Coach Siskin, what are they doing there to honor the people that win those competitions?
There's big belts. We got a little, like WWE belts are amazing, and you take pretty cool pictures with them. And they go up in the weight room, and there's a big Iron Man, and you know, everyone who passes through that weight room sees who the Iron Man for the year is. So, you know, recruits, teammates, scouts, coaches, everybody passes there through, sees that hard work paying off, and so it's nice.
Are you a wrestling fan?
I used to be real big into wrestling, actually. I've kind of, not so much lately, I kind of grew up a little bit, I guess you could say, but I used to be.
Did you have a favorite one back in the day?
Stone Cold Steve Austin was the man. I was all about Stone Cold and just everything he was about. So,
someone here says, I know everyone has their own way of getting ready for a game. What can the team do right now to prepare themselves to work together out on the field to try to turn things around?
I think the biggest thing is just, you know, coming together and focusing, you know, encouraging each other. You know, when a lot of people, when tough times come, they either stick together or they fall apart. And I think we just need to really focus on what we need to do and concentrate more. You know, I know we got some encouraging guys in the locker room. We're just going to try to stick together as a team as a whole, you know, because, you know, we can't get things done around here without, you know, one person doing their job. Everyone's good. That's why football is such a great sport. There's 22 guys on the team that have to be clicking all cylinders for the team to be doing well. So we just need to really focus and just stay behind each other and encourage each other as the season goes.
After the Army loss, the mood, people mad, shocked, disappointed, or what, you know, and how are you guys now midway into Georgia week?
You know, before the Army loss, we were mad, you know, so going to that game, we were hoping to get some frustration out and it just kind of builds, and I don't know if frustration is the right word, but that's what it seems like, and I know we just got to move ahead, and we've got a lot of anger built up, a lot of frustration, a lot of things we really want to get out, and we're just excited that, you know, Georgia week's always a big week. It's homecoming week. We're going to have plenty of fans, plenty of support. It's a blackout, so that's going to be awesome. You know, we're just excited going to this Georgia week. We're really going to hit the film, hit practice. We're working a lot harder. We had an awesome day of practice yesterday, and we're just excited right now.
Someone notes here, you're from Georgia, obviously playing the Bulldogs this weekend. Is there any extra incentive playing a team from your home state?
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's fun to kind of get up for when you play the Bulldogs, because in high school, I remember my senior year, Hanfield had the big winning kick down there, and I've rubbed it in all my teachers' faces so bad, because they're all Georgia graduates, and it's a little bit more of incentive, but I mean, it's not a more important win in this game as it is every other game on the schedule, so it's fun.
Do you know some of the guys that now play for Georgia?
Yeah, I played against a lot of the guys. I played against Caleb King, Rennie Curran, and a lot of the guys. Drew Butler, their punter, real good friends with, and I played against a ton of them in high school, so yeah, I know a good bit of them.
Do you guys, are you in touch with any of those people this week, or is it just kind of silent?
It's just kind of silent. I don't know them to the point where I can't stay in touch with them that much, but, you know, I've played against them and familiar with them.
This person says, you know, where did your parents get those fur hats that they wear at the tailgates? Do you have one yourself?
Oh, the big fur hats, the big winter ones. I actually do have one. They're so warm. I don't know. It's just, I don't know where they got them. But, you know, it gets cold here, and especially last year, you know, we had some snow games. You got to find a way to keep your head warm, I guess. And they're real big into the embroidery and spirit, and just really trying to, you know, get some more people on the Vandy bus. So,
first, also note your family. You grew up in a sports family. Was it a real competitive household growing up? Any good stories there?
Let's see. My mom and dad were both collegiate sports. My mom always bragged she went to the Sweet 16 in college basketball. So my sister was a state champion in basketball, and we used to play all the time. And actually, after like a certain age, I finally got bigger than my sister, and she wouldn't like to play with me because I would play too physical, and it's the only way I knew how to play, you know. So I wouldn't say there was a ton of like competition, but there was always a silent thing going on, you know. It's always nice to achieve things, and your parents, especially once you get praised for it. I remember signing day, you know, the tears coming from my parents' eyes and stuff. It was really special to me, so that feeling is always great.
Does that also drive you as a kid, whether you know it or not, just to wanting to succeed and do better with how well, you know, either siblings or parents did in those areas?
I think so. Yeah, I think it has a lot to do. You know, if you see your best friend or your sister winning state championships, you want to do the same exact thing, and I think it definitely helps. Being that if it was a little brother, I think it would have been a little different, an older brother. But I think definitely, you know, you have kind of like, for my family, you have no choice but to, you know, want to succeed because my parents were both successful in their high school and collegiate sports, and my sister was so successful that, like, you know, I feel like I kind of maybe let the team down a little bit if I don't, you know. So,
fan asking here, obviously you've been named Defensive Player of the Week a couple times this year by the coaches. They talk about your hustle and how you don't give up on plays. How did you get that attitude? Was it just the family surroundings as well? Is it?
It's kind of just something that I've always had. I feel like my dad's really instilled that in me and my mom. You know, I've always grown up being the bigger guy, and I never really had problems with it. But then I switched over and ended up being the smaller guy. I was 225 my junior year in high school, which is tiny, and all the scouts told me I was too small. So I had to find ways to make up for it otherwise. And, you know, I said, why not just, you know, bust my butt to the ball every play and just be a playmaker, because I mean, when it comes down to it, no one can argue with production.
Can you sense yourself how much you've grown as a player in the production now with every year that you've been here and what you're doing now?
Yeah, it's funny because we watch film and we watch older film on teams, and it's so much fun watching film from last year and comparing to this year. I can see a great difference already, and you know, I just try to keep pushing on and keep going and just make those strides. But yeah, I can definitely see a difference, and I can feel the difference. The game slows down a little bit, and I recognize things faster as far as strength calls and, you know, what I might be getting on out of certain sets, and you really just become a student of the game a little bit more, and it all definitely just kind of slows down for me.
This fan wants to know, what does TJ stand for as a family nickname?
I'm actually Thomas Julius Greenstone Jr. My dad has the same exact name. He's a senior, and Julius comes from my grandfather's name, Julius Greenstone. So it's a family name, and hopefully I have some young, stout kids one day and maybe call them Trey or Trip, so we'll see.
All right, any other nicknames besides TJ, or is that basically it?
TJ, some of the guys on the team call me some other things that I won't say, but Mean Stone's kind of circled around since high school. My mom, when I was little, I was always embarrassed when my mom said, I love you, to me on the football field, so she calls me Tiger, and that kind of means I love you now, but that's only for her to call me, so for all you people out there, don't do it. Some people call me Teej, but I mean, not too many.
I can only imagine who sent this one, but it said, what is it like having such an awesome roommate?
Bo Kramer's a great guy. You know, he's so humble, such a good man of God. He's doing some awesome things with his life, and he's just had such adversity come at him, and you know, it really goes unrecognized, but he does so much work in the classroom, out of the classroom. He works with the team, he does triathlons, he's just doing all kinds of awesome stuff with his life right now, and it's nice having him. He's really clean too, which is great.
Are you clean?
You know, I try to be. It gets a little messy from time to time. I let my laundry pile up too much, and it kind of takes over the floor. But it's college, you know. So
does he pick up after you?
No. We kind of have a nice little imaginable line in the middle of the room, and my room stays my part, and his room stays his part.
Tell us something about yourself that fans may not already know.
I'm attempting to learn to play the guitar. I was doing really well, and then football season came, and I haven't touched it since. So I guess that's not anything great. But
there are a lot of guys on this team that play instruments. Is that how it started? Or
I guess so. You know, I've always just wanted like a hobby, and I've seen people play the guitar, and I was like, wow, that'd be pretty awesome to do. You know, so why not start learning? And I've learned this. It's a lot harder than what you think it is, but I think it'll definitely be worth it down the road. And you know, when I'm old, I can sit on the front porch and just kind of strum along and relax.
Our next guest is going to be safety Joel Caldwell. Anything we need to know about him or ask him?
Joel Caldwell, he's got an obsession with Planters Peanut guy, because a lot of the guys kind of knock on him for looking like him. But no, Joel's a great guy, and he's doing some great things. He's stepping up big time for our team, and he's really stepping into a huge role, so he's doing well.
All right, thanks, CJ.
Thank you.